He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on November 15th, a.k.a. Monday, a.k.a. episode 102. So, what are we going to talk about today? Well, we are fresh off the base set drop 2 for Series 3, and the marketplace has had the whole weekend to settle. We're going to take a look at the numbers and see if this drop was better than the first installment of Ace S3 base set. And even more exciting than the base set so far, we had a tweet from the NFL / Dapper Project, and it kind of provided some reason to be a little optimistic that we're actually going to be seeing this project. I know we talked about it last week, how it seems like we might not actually get it this season. Well, maybe we were a little early. I don't know if you're hearing. Listen to this squeaker, guys. It is the most annoying, loudest squeaker of all time. So I apologize in advance if you hear some squeaking during this podcast. All right, cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NFT related, including NBA Top Shot, Panini America NFT. We'll also be covering the NFL / Dapper Project. I know it's very cringy introduction to a project that has so much upside and potential to not even have a name for it yet. But as you'll hear today on the podcast, we might be getting it pretty soon. And we'll cover the hottest, newest, trending NFT projects you can find out there on OpenSea. If you're a first-time listener, thank you for checking out Crypto Ballers. I'm Mark, aka Money1834. I will be your guide on everything Top Shot related, especially this podcast, as it's the only thing that's really, you know, going off right now. So pack drop information, challenge updates, marketplace trends. If you need a guide on your showcase quests, some reckless speculation, or if you're just a fan of having some really low, I'm talking single-digit serial numbers, I'm your guy. You're going to want to follow at Crypto Ballers TS. We've had a user. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Ah, there it is. I actually found it pretty good. So my guy, again, follower at Vinny D'Amato, a.k.a. Agent Vin on Twitter, posted this, tagged me in it 2 days ago. I believe it was on Friday for the base set. Drop number 2. I get tagged in this post that says, a couple weeks ago, after pulling a serial number 1 Sue Bird run it back rare, I get a serial number 2 Ish Smith base set series 3. The at Crypto Ballers TS listeners, luck is real, folks. # pull god. So there you have it, yet another example. And this time it was a back-to-back. You know, this user last drop, you get a serial number 1 rare, and then he pulls a serial number 2, which is fantastic. All right, the writing is in the stars above, people. Just look up and you will see an outline in the stars, I kid you not, that says Crypto Ballers TS, and then underneath it, all one word, no periods, no underscores, no nonsense. Follow the Twitter. Okay. And it also works. You know what's really great about, you know, following Crypto Ballers TS on Twitter and listening to the podcast is it crosses different platforms. This, you know, this listener luck, this hashtag scientifically proven that I'm talking about, because me, your boy on Panini, Panini had a Marvel NFT drop last week. I mentioned it on Twitter. I love the Marvel set. I'm a Marvel guy, so it's right up my alley. It's my bag. So I bought 10 packs at $15 a piece, dropped $150, did that quick math, and I ended up getting a serial number 2 Damian Lillard special set Marvel insert. It was numbered to 500. I got serial number 2. I also got a Giannis special set, serial number 12 out of 500 as well. So we were rolling on Panini America NFT. My guy over here, Agent Vin, was rolling on the base set drop. So you're going to want to follow at Crypto Ballers TS. All right, so before we get into today's topics, just real quick, unbelievably random, but you guys seem to like it when I, you know, talk about some things outside of Top Shot and Panini and NFTs in general. Some of you guys come here just for the banter, and I gotta say, so over the weekend, right, I found myself in a bit of a show hole, okay? I finally finished Money Heist. I don't know if you guys have watched Money Heist on Netflix. It's foreign, so I didn't know that going in. I enjoy heist movies. I enjoy, like, you know, general heist type stuff. So I started it because I heard it was good and I had no shows to watch. I was very confused because it wasn't in quote unquote seasons. It was in parts. So I saw that it was 5 parts. So I was like, oh, what? Is this going to be like 5 1-hour long episodes? So I should be able to breeze through this thing. So it turns out that parts was actually seasons. So it was way longer than what I was even expecting. And then when I started watching it, there's a lot of like voiceover narration. So I got like halfway through the first episode of Money Heist, right? And then I was like, wait a minute, am I just really tired, or do the voices not match with their mouths when they're speaking? And then I looked into it and it turns out it's because they were like speaking Spanish or whatever, and the voiceover was dubbed in English. So I could understand what they were saying, but it wasn't matching up. And it almost was a deal breaker for me. It bugged me a little when I first saw it. And then next thing I know, I have finished all 5 parts and I was totally hooked. The show was stellar and fantastic. And I guess the final part slash series, not series, the final part slash season is coming in December. So I kind of finished it like right in like the perfect window, because now I only have like, you know, like a month before I can finish the whole series. But if you guys haven't watched Money Heist yet on Netflix, highly recommended from Crypto Ballers. You should go ahead and check it out. If you don't want to hear like the English voiceover, you could put on English subtitles and just let them speak in their language. That's totally cool too. But I was able to stick through with it dubbed in English the whole way. So awesome show. But I say that to say this. I thought this was pretty ironic. So you guys know how we got the Ballers with a Z. The NFT project looks, you know, eerily like CryptoPunks, but it's Dapper's version of it. The basketball players got the jerseys and headbands and all that good stuff. Well, it turns out that there was teams that correlate with the jersey that your Ballers was wearing. And my Baller turned out to be on the Chicago Squid. So when I saw the Chicago Squid, it just popped into my head. I was like, you know, I never actually sat down and watched Squid Game yet. It's had a ton of hype. I feel like I'm like the last person in the world that hasn't watched Squid Game yet when it comes to people that were planning to do it. I just never got around to it. I was so wrapped up in watching Money Heist, and I was just like, I can't have 2 shows going at the same time. I like to finish one before I get into another one. So Money Heist is over. I finished it. So I jumped into Squid Game. Dare I say, maybe a little overrated. I thought it was fine. I thought it was good. I'll tell you this. I am definitely not letting my kids watch it. That's for damn sure. Before I knew exactly what it was, the only information I had going into it, and I saw no spoilers, I didn't see anything about it. I just heard people saying it was crazy. The only thing I knew about it was it seemed like it was people that were playing childhood games, but if you lost, you got killed. That's all I knew. So I was joking around with my 11-year-old. He's 11, you know what I mean? So I was joking around with him. I was like, hey, like, you know, we could do like the red light, green light, like when you were a kid, but if you go down, you're gonna get shot with the Nerf gun. Just like messing around, playing around with the kids. And boy, oh boy, it was eerily dark after I actually watched the show. But I will say, I think it might have been a little overrated. I thought it was fine. Maybe I'm not judging it fair enough because I'm coming off of Money Heist, which I thoroughly enjoyed, like way more than I even expected. And then hopping into a show like Squid Game, where it's a total shift in tone. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't the best. I thought it was going to be a little better than it was, but it wasn't bad. If you guys out there have watched it, let me know what you guys thought of it. Because, you know, my Ballers on the Chicago Squid, I was like, all right, is that like a sign? Like, I have to finally watch Squid Game. I finished it over the weekend. I started it on Saturday morning, and the next thing I know, I wrapped it up on Sunday late night. So maybe it was really intriguing. I'll give it that. Maybe that's why I finished it so fast. But yeah, no, it was fine. So if you guys watched it, let me know. And if you've watched Money Heist 2, I'd like your thoughts on that. Yeah, so overall thoughts on Squid Game. Fun show, not for kids. All right, so in the introduction, I talked about how we had reason for a little optimism from the NFL/Dapper Labs project on Twitter. They actually put up a post, and as I was scrolling through my Twitter or the NFL Dapper Labs Twitter to try to find the tweet so I could, you know, give you the exact quote on what the tweet was, it turns out it's gone. They removed it, and I am not sure why. So do I need to remove the optimism? I'm not sure. So what the tweet was, and this is just coming off the head now as I can't reference their Twitter exactly because it is no longer there, which again, I'm a little worried about. But the tweet did say something to the tune of asking the community what would be some good names for the NFL Dapper Labs project. I scrolled through some of the comments. I saw some of the suggestions that were okay. I saw one that stuck out to me was like NFL Snap. Which, you know, kind of clever. You snap the football, stuff like that. So it was a bunch of stuff like that. It was like NFL blank, kind of like how it's NBA Top Shot. This was like, I saw like NFL goalpost. I don't know how I feel about goalpost. I don't know how many moments are going to be of kickers. Like maybe the Justin Tucker record setter where it bounced off the post and ended up going in. But outside of that, I think if you open up a pack and you get a goddamn kicker, I think you're pretty unhappy. So I don't know if NFL goalpost is a good one, but it is interesting. Now, like I said, the NFL Dapper post did come down. So I'm thinking about posting on Crypto Ball as asking for some ideas and turning into our own contest with it, where, you know, the person that was closest to guessing it, or if you guess it correctly, you could win like an NFL moment whenever we eventually get them. I thought that'd be a pretty cool idea. So stay tuned to the Twitter. I might be posting something like that because I was just trying to think of some, and like the first one that came to mind, and I think this will be a lot of people's go-to, but we can't use it, is NFL Red Zone. Can't use that because there is a NFL Red Zone channel. So we can't use Red Zone, but that'd be like a perfect name, wouldn't it? NFL Red Zone. Just trying to think of some other ones just off the top of the head, like NFL Between the Tackles, NFL Goal Line. I think that's a pretty good one. NFL Goal Line. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I was just so optimistic because what I was going to do is I was going to pull up that exact thread and I was going to read some of the submissions that the community submitted already. And you know, just to hear them have some fun with it. But like I said, the tweet is gone. They pulled it down. So is it possible? And again, this is just like big brain theory. Is it possible that maybe the NFL Dapper Project was, you know, looking for a name and maybe they found one that they liked in that Twitter thread? And to avoid like any kind of like copyright or, you know how it is, all right? You know how the world is today. It's crazy. So is it possible that they found a name that they liked? So what they did was they just deleted it entirely so it can't be pulled up and they're going to roll with the one that they saw that they liked. It's possible. Crazier things have happened. Just saying. But I'm just glad to see that there was some activity over on the NFL Dapper Twitter, because the Twitter every now and then they post, but it's really not that frequent. It's more so like, oh, hey, it's Sunday. Who do you want to see? Which moment do you like? And it'll be a poll between two guys. So it hasn't been anything crazy. Then the Discord is nothing like NBA Top Shot. NBA Top Shot has hundreds of thousands of people in it. Last I checked, I think the NFL Discord has like 20,000. I think it's 20,000. That might even be a little high. So I don't know why. I feel like it got a lot of buzz when it was initially announced, but then the build up to this, we haven't really been teased with anything. We haven't had any video clips. We haven't had any previews. We haven't had any news. So I feel like it's kind of just slowly fading to the back. But when I saw that the NFL, I even said in the last podcast that I'm afraid that we might not get it this season because the lack of information surrounding it is cause for concern. And then when I saw that they put up a thread asking like for some community names, what would be some good names for the project, I was like right back in. I was like, all right, no, this thing's closer than we thought. They're just trying to see if it like was like the engagement level of people trying to name the project. So I'm not sure. Again, that's just rough speculation on my end. I have no insider information on the NFL Dapper project. So anytime you hear me talk about the NFL Dapper project, oh, I can't wait to have a goddamn name to call it. I'm just going off the top and it's all speculation from me, but hopefully something's going to be coming soon. I'm starting to think they kind of pulled me back in over to the NFL side. They kind of pulled me back to like get my excitement back ready for it. And then, like I said, as I was preparing for the show, I saw that they removed the tweet, and I was just like, ugh. It's like they lassoed me like one of the fucking cowboys on the back of a horse, and they were pulling me back to the NFL side. And then right when I was about to cross the NFL goal line, they cut the rope and they deleted the tweet. So I kind of just fell on my face. Oh, well. We'll see. I'll keep you guys informed when next time I hear something about the NFL Dapper project. All right. Let's talk really quickly about the NFL crypto contest that happened yesterday. Since we're talking about the NFL, we had our weekly that we've done 10 of these contests in a row. We don't miss a Sunday. It's a DraftKings contest where first, second, and third place get rewards of NBA Top Shot moments. The prize for first place gets better and better the more entries we have. And the results of last night, we had JO213 come in first place with an absolute monster score of 173. Absolute monster score. That might be the highest score we've seen all year, 173. Second place was Goose2613 with 146. That just shows the difference right there. 173 for first, then 146 for second. That is a huge point discrepancy. And then the third place, hey, it was me. Your boy, I made it in third place. I have been struggling with the NFL contest hard. I finally got into the top three, which, you know, I'm just happy that I made the podium, to be honest. But I will say, I got a little bit of momentum going because on Thursday night's NBA DFS crypto contest, I actually took it down. I came in first place. I won the contest, which is my first win of the NBA season. And we've done what? I think we've done probably six. I think we've done like six NBA contests right now. So I've won one of them. I really expected to win a little more than that. But you know, the NBA has been pretty wild so far, so I'm just glad to get a win over there. Our next contest will be tomorrow, November 16th, which is a Tuesday. Once the contest is set up and ready to go, you will see it over on the Twitter at CryptoBallSTS if you want to join our DraftKings contest to win some NBA Top Shot rewards. And again, whenever this NFL Dapper project actually has a name and we actually have some moments we can get, we're going to mix in some NFL NFTs as well, which will be really exciting. All right, I think it's time to talk about the second drop of Series 3 base set. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to look at some of the key moments we were keeping an eye on that were exclusive to drop number 2. We're going to try to figure out if the drop was worth it. Now, the drop, you know what? Yeah, we're just going to keep this all as one long segment. We're not going to break it up, all right? We've been going a little long. We had to keep it going, and my dog is currently biting the exercise bike. I'm not sure why he's attacking the bike. That is pure metal. I don't know why you're chewing that. Not good for the teeth, I imagine. Is it better or worse than squeaking that really obnoxious squeaker toy? I don't know. Let's just try to distract him and get him away. Move. God, get it. Go over there. Go eat your food. All right. Anyway. All right, so going into drop number 2 of, you know, Series 3 base set, there's a couple guys we were looking for. We knew that Josh Giddey would be an interesting one. He was another quad badge where he has a Top Shot debut plus a triple rookie badge, which is 4 badges in total, aka quad badge. I call it that. I don't know how many other people call it that, but I see 4 badges. I call it a quad badge moment. So the Josh Giddey was a tops of the leaderboard for what we thought the price points was going to be. The LaMelo Ball 9.9K was another one I was raving about. I thought it had some crazy high upside for price wise, because the correlation or what I compared it to was, how about his rookie 40K limited edition moment still having a lowest ask of about $60? There's 40,000 of those moments available. 40,000. And it's going for like $60. This LaMelo Ball, it doesn't have the rookie badges, but there's only 9.9K of them available, okay? So it's way more rare than the rookie badge moment. And let's be fair, I feel like a lot of people don't really care all that much about the rookie badges. Now, if it's a triple badge, I feel like people love those. If it's a quad badge, that's like the most valuable you can get. But when it's just like the regular rookie badge, I feel like people don't really care that much about them. So I thought that this LaMelo Ball was going to easily surpass the price point of the rookie badge 40K limited edition LaMelo Ball. And that turned out not to be the case, which was like a big fuck you. I really thought that this moment was going to go for at least $100. I thought it was going to go for $100 easy. There's only 9.9K of these babies available. I really thought it was going to be higher than this. So I guess let's start at the top and work our way down. So we knew that the Josh Giddey was coming. Josh Giddey's a pretty popular player. People, he seems to be like a bit of a fan favorite for the community out there. And Josh Giddey comes in after the weekend. It's had some time to settle now. He has a lowest ask of 115, which isn't bad. That actually puts him in third place in the whole set. So it's still Mobley by a mile. And then Jalen Suggs and then Josh Giddey. Now, the Mobley did something interesting, which I wasn't expecting. And that usually when more of a supply of a moment comes into the marketplace, it brings the lowest ask price down. Because, you know, there's more of them available. So there's going to be more people that are going to go out there and just try to make their money and just undercut the next guy. And then, you know, the price point will eventually get driven lower and lower. And then you guys know how it is. It's NBA Top Shot. We see it all the time. Well, Evan Mobley, maybe it's because he's been on a serious heater in his young career, but his price point with more supply actually went up. So his average sale over the last 2 weeks is $290. Which isn't bad at all. Right now, the lowest ask is $375. So with more Mobleys being released, the price point went up almost $100, which, you know, that's, we're not used to seeing. That's not a pattern that we usually see. So when I saw that the Mobley went up in price, I was actually pretty intrigued. And I thought it was really interesting. Wasn't expecting that to happen. So I got caught off guard with that one. The everyone else, though, that already had moments and then they got more of them, dropped. Mobley was the outlier. So Jalen Suggs, he had more come out. His average price is going from 160 down to 120. He took a pretty big hit. Davion Mitchell went from 115 down to 90. He took a hit. Taking a look here, Moses Moody, he's going from 77 down to 55. He took a big hit. Let me see who else here. Josh Christopher, he went from an average sales price of 50 down to 40. So Jalen Johnson, average sale 50, current lowest ask 40. So everybody took a hit except Evan Mobley. So like I was saying, I feel like that was a bit of an outlier. I really wasn't expecting that. One of the players I was looking forward to hopefully getting in this drop was Zaire Williams. I like Zaire Williams. Now, he hasn't been playing all that much. He hasn't been all that good, but I feel like he had a pretty popular name coming in. He was one of those guys in the draft where he had like a lot of potential. He had a lot of buzz around him and like what he is and what he could be. Now, but he did slip in the draft a bit, but I still thought that, you know, people really like Zaire Williams. He get his first ever Top Shot moment in this drop. I thought he'd be arguably like the third most expensive player in the drop. I thought it was good. I thought it was going to be LaMelo 1, Josh Giddey 2, and Zaire Williams 3. That was my personal list. And it was way off. It was actually like the opposite because Giddey was number 1, Zaire was 2, and LaMelo is 3. So I was way off on that drop. So the Zaire Williams right now has the lowest ask of 42, which is very low. But again, you know, he's on the Memphis Grizzlies. Ja Morant is pretty ball dominant. They get Jaren Jackson Jr. So I'm hoping Zaire, you know, can get more minutes and he can play more. Now, again, we're three or four weeks into the season. So he still has plenty of time. But for a quad badge moment, 4K limited edition, I was surprised to see a compelling name like Zaire Williams just kind of get, you know, like blackballed and no one really paying attention. But, you know, it is what it is. If you're a believer in Zaire Williams, it could be a good time to scoop up his moment now, because anytime you can get a quad badge rookie for like $40, you could argue that maybe you should be investing, because if the guy ends up being a hit, we know that the quad badge moments are usually high price points, especially if the player turns out to be something. Look at Evan Mobley right now. He already has the lowest ask of $375. The dude's his NBA career spans 3 weeks. If this guy turns out to be like the reincarnation of Kevin Garnett, which seems to be the big comparison that everyone's making, if he turns out to be that dude, then this moment is going to be worth way more than $375. But again, you're rolling on the dice on some things, and that's a long-term play. That's a big investment right there on Evan Mobley. But it might change your mind if you can actually land this moment out of a $9 pack, and then you might not want to sell it right away. You might actually want to hold it. But the Mobley moment is still the crown jewel, and it's not even relatively close. It's Evan Mobley, and then it's everybody else. But to be fair, right, we still haven't had a Cade Cunningham, and we still haven't had a Scotty Barnes. or Jalen Green. So we're still missing three of the four best rookies. We just haven't got them yet. And the way that NBA Top Shot is rolling out these base set packs, it is unbelievably frustrating. Now, for me personally, I haven't had a good time with these base packs, like, at all. But I can only blame myself for it, right? I'm trying to max buy every chance I get. I know the player list. I knew that the player pool sucked. And I still bought 10 packs, drop one, hoping to get a Mobley. Struck out. It's a gamble. It's the game you play. Then drop two comes around. They limit it to 5 per transaction, but you do have the ability to get back in line and purchase another 5 for a total of 10. That's exactly what I did. You guys already know that's exactly what I did. I bought 5, opened 5, jumped back in line, bought 5, opened 5, and got nothing. Out of 10 packs, I got all 60K CCs. Every single one. So I got no LaMelo. I got no rookies at all. So it was a very frustrating couple drops for Series 3 for me. I know a lot of people out there are feeling my pain as well. And then just the price point of all of these players except Mobley really sucks. So if you spent $90 on 10 packs and you get a Jalen Suggs, which is the second most valuable player thus far, what's your return on investment? If you spent $90 on packs and you're getting a floor 120 moment, that's not a great return on investment, right? Yeah, it's positive, but not by much at all. And there's only a handful of guys that would actually get you positive. Now, we all know it is just a matter of time. Nothing is announced as of now. As of today, nothing is announced. But we know that we're going to be getting a base set drop number 3. We know it's probably going to be coming relatively soon. If not this week, which I don't know if it will be because it's Monday and they haven't even said anything about it. It might be the following week. But whenever the base set 3 drops, are we going to finally get Cade Cunningham, Scottie Barnes, Jalen Green? Are we going to have some of these guys? I thought that we were going to have all those guys in drop number 2, but that was not the case. So on drop number 3, all right, NBA Top Shot has really raked me over the coals. They've really strung me along. They've really screwed myself and a lot of people over with how bad the first 2 drops were. And we were just so packed. Craze, and we saw that we could buy more than one, that we all bought more than one. So when drop 3 comes along, I know I'm gonna have the internal conversation with myself trying to figure out if I really want to go down this road for a third time. Obviously, it all is going to be dependent upon the player list, but if only one of the remaining 3 good rookies is in the next drop, there is a shot that I do not participate. Right? How's the motto go? Right? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Well, guess what? They fooled me twice. And I don't even know what happens if they fool you 3 times, but I might fall for the trap. I got to see the player list. But let's just say I'm not happy right now with NBA Top Shot and the way that they've released their players. All right, we're 2 drops in. We still don't have a LeBron. We still don't have a Steph. We don't have 3 of the 4 best rookies in the rookie class. But, you know, part of me gets it, right? It's a long season. All right, the season just started. There's going to be, 30, 40 base set drops through the course of the season. So if you release, you know, all the big players now, then, you know, then the 60K counts are going to have to go higher than that because they're going to run out of these moments. Are they going to run out of the players? And then you don't want, like, there to be, like, 15 LeBron moments in S3? That's not very exciting, right? So part of me gets it, but as a consumer, it's just a bit frustrating. And I think I speak for just about everybody. Everybody that didn't get a Mobley, I think, feels my pain. Or you were following Crypto Ball CS and you were lucky enough to get a very low digit serial number, which, again, definitely a possibility as long as you follow the Twitter. All right. And that's really all we got for you today. Again, thank you for checking out Crypto Ballers episode 102. Big shout out to all you guys that have been riding with me from the very beginning. If you jumped on at some point in the beginning, middle, or end, big shout out to you. If you stopped listening to the podcast, shout out to you as well. Plans for the week. So we're going to be back on Wednesday and Friday. I am planning, all right, I'm trying to get on the horn with this NFT project that I think has a ton of upside. I'll release some details on that when I get them, but I'm hoping to do some sort of collaboration this week. So again, make sure you're following at Crypto Ballers TS. This is Money 1834 signing off for now.